poll, Trump, Biden in statistical tie for main battleground district. By Ashley Oliver on October 29, 2020. President Donald Trump and Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden are in a dead heat as they vie for the one electoral vote in Maine's 2nd congressional district, according to a poll released Thursday. While Biden maintains a double-digit lead statewide, the poll found his lead slimmed down to within the margin of error, 49% to 46%, in the state's rural 2nd district, placing the candidates in a statistical tie there. The poll was conducted by SurveyUSA and commissioned by FairVote October 23 to 27, notably overlapping with several campaign appearances, including from Trump himself in a surprise visit Sunday. Biden's wife, Jill Biden, Tuesday, Trump surrogates Corey Lewandowski and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, among others, Wednesday, and Donald Trump Jr. Thursday. The poll tested Maine's ranked choice voting system, which requires candidates win with at least a 50% majority, but found it had minimal impact on the 2nd district's presidential race. While it bumped Biden up to the needed majority of 50%, the increase was minor at just 1%. Trump trails Biden by 13 points, 40% to 53%. In the state as a whole, a promising lead for Biden that would earn the former vice president 3 of the state's 4 electoral votes should the poll translate to victory. The more conservative 2nd district, however, has consistently placed Biden just a few points ahead of Trump in polls on average. Trump outperformed polling predictions and saw a 10-point victory in the district in 2016. During that election, Real Clear Politics polling average had Trump at a 0.5% advantage. 538 had predicted Trump would lose by 1.9%. The swing district remains a heated contest since it could in certain instances become the election's deciding 270th electoral vote as mapped out by Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle. Statewide, the poll found Republican Senator Susan Collins and Democrat challenger Sarah Gideon within 1 point of each other as Collins fights for a 5th term in what has been her closest Senate race yet. Gideon, Maine's House Speaker since 2016, has held a stagnant, slim lead over Collins for the past few months, which some analysts have identified as a concerning lack of momentum for Gideon. This poll falls in line as it pits Gideon 1 point ahead of Collins, 46% to 45%. While the 2nd district is a battleground in the presidential race, Collins carries an unsurprising lead of 11 points in that district. Gideon is more favorable in the smaller, densely populated 1st district with a 13-point lead. The ranked choice voting method gave Gideon slightly more of an edge in the Senate race, with 51% to Collins 49%. FairVote President Rob Ritchie said of the ranked choice findings, "This poll shows that in Maine, every vote will count. No voter will lose their voice in the final decision simply due to wanting to support a third party or independent candidate." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.